Grace and peace to you. Friends, hello. What's your favourite type of fruit? When you look at the fruit bowl, what is it that sets your salivary glands going? Is it the treasured but versatile apple? Maybe grapes, picked from the stalk or cold from the fridge in a bottle? Is it strawberries or raspberries or other soft fruit from the Angus Glens? Is it the spiky pineapple or the juicy mango? Or do you want a different fruit at different times, knowing that all fruits have their place and are good in some way? Each fruit offers something different. Different tastes, different textures, different nutrients. I can tell you, there's nothing quite like a mango straight from the tree that bursts all over it as you try to remove the skin. But I'm sure we also all know that bitter, unripe peach that's too hard to get into. We know that that's nothing short of disappointing. Lots of different fruit for lots of different times. In the church, we talk about fruit, but generally not apples and pears, but we talk about fruits of the Spirit. Things that grow from us and are full of nutrition for the soul and nutrition for a world seeking justice and peace. So let's hear some of what Jesus had to say about this in John chapter 15.
The reading this morning is from John chapter 15, verses 9 to 17. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. This is my command: love each other.
Amen. Thank you, Arlene. A reading about fruits in two parts. The first part identifies that to bear fruit is to love. And to love is the greatest thing we can do. It's the greatest thing that God asks us to do. And the second part tells us we are called to love because God loves us first and asks us to show that love and share that love. So what is love? I love the first cup of coffee on a holiday morning in the warmth of the summer sun. I love the collective cheer of excitement that echoes around Murrayfield when Scotland score. I love my pirate Lego set, both from when I was young and those bought in the last year. I love these things, but of course they don't love me back. So who do you love? I love my daughter and my wife in a way that consumes my very being. I love my dog, even though she likes to lick my ears. I love my family and friends. And this love is reciprocal. We all love each other. Even the scruffy little manse terrier who barks at a shadow if it passes the manse gate. Sorry if you've been barked at by the manse terrier. We're working on it. She's lost a lot of her socialisation skills out with the manse family over lockdown, so sorry. But how do we show love? It's important. It's tricky. And like the previous answers to all previous questions, I think we all have different answers. We may show love through giving gifts or spending time with people. We might love them through telling people that we love them or doing things for them. But it's difficult to answer because love is an action. It's a thing we do. Love's not passive. It doesn't just happen. To love is wonderful, but it's hard work. In the first half of our reading today, Jesus said, "Love each other as I have loved you. There's no greater love than to lay down your life for your friends." As you may know, in March and April last year, near the beginning of the pandemic, I had a fairly significant COVID infection. And the effects of long COVID still linger on over a year later. Through the initial infection, and in the following year, I've encountered love in many ways. The love of family and friends, present in late-night paracetamol drops, and found in understanding my afternoon exhaustion. I've encountered the love of professionals and strangers, the wonderful people on the end of the phone when I called NHS 111, the doctors and nurses reaching out to reassure me from behind a mask, my own GP practice, the pharmacy who persist in their care. Having COVID is horrible. Living with the after effects is horrible. However, experiencing the love of friend and stranger is wonderful. That care, that unconditional love, that life spent serving others is what Jesus was talking about. That's the fruit. That's the outworking of the love that God has for us and calls us to show. If we go back to where we started, talking about fruit, and if fruit is love, then what's your favourite type of fruit? What's the love that grows from you? We all love in different ways. Some of us love like a tree-fresh mango with sweetness pouring from us. Some of us love like a lemon or lime, cutting through injustice to bring that love to bear. I suppose as a church, collectively and individually, it would be best if we were a fruit salad. Each one of us bringing our own flavour of love for each other. Our love for those on the margins and our love for God. Each one of us working together to live out God's love in the world. We're encouraged to bear the fruit of love. We are to remember that God loves us for who we are in this very moment. We are to love God and others in return. We are to actively live a life of service, because that's what love is. So go and love, go and bear fruit, go and love with all your heart and with all your soul.